for the welfare of all the sentient beings as limitless as space. And we are going to strive for the practice of the Dharma through listening, reflecting, and meditation.
Et Rinpoche nous demande de développer la bodhicitta pour atteindre l'état de Bouddha pour le bien des êtres aussi illimités comme l'espace, de nous efforcer à la pratique du Dharma par l'écoute, la réflexion et la méditation.
And today we are going to have the 18th chapter from the Mahayana Sutra Alankara.
Et aujourd'hui, nous allons étudier le 18e chapitre du Dodhéjien.
Then leo chobje pate sanje da sanjo sambana lanche pambava chorta gevi chini chedarte mba chorta tse me pa nam samba tse mi la samba tse mi samba tse mi so tse mi ye chedar gomba chor.
And the 18th chapter deals with the, the topic and how to make offering to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and how to resort to the spiritual friend, or how to rely on the spiritual friend, and how to practice or how to develop the what's called the four limitless, like the limitless loving kindness and etc.
Le 18e chapitre traite de la manière de faire des offrandes au Bouddha et Bodhisattva, de la manière de se remettre à l'ami spirituel et des quatre incommensurables, tels la joie, la compassion, etc.
Tene chopa kibe tunda te, tene sanje da sanjo sambam, tene konjo son la, seda nanga ngobo nam, kubo goni tene, mikte ya.
And what is called offering is that is the making an offering to the offering of all the object, that external object and internal object, to the Buddha, Bodhisattva and Dharma and all three jewels in general.
Ce qu'on appelle offrande, c'est faire offrande de choses extérieures et intérieures au Bouddha, au Bodhisattva, d'une manière générale, aux trois joyaux.
An offering also, what we call the mental offering, or the offering with the visualization, yes. So that is the offering of the object through imagination. It's called the imaginary offering, the offering of the object, imaginary object.
On peut faire également une offrande mentale, qui est une offrande d'objets imaginaires.
Tene me pa dan che ben che pa por sin be ji so.
After the making offerings, and then when we rest in the state of the voidness, by being free from the concept of the three things. So that is the free from the concept of the object to object of offering. That means the support like Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, etc. As without the concept of the object of offering, that is Buddha and Bodhisattva, and without the concept of the one who makes offerings, that's oneself. And without the concept of the object itself that we make offering. So with this, with such understanding, and then when we rest in this state, yes, when we rest in this understanding, and that is called then the ultimate offering.
Si on fait des offrandes et qu'on reste dans la vacuité sans avoir le concept des supports à qui l'on offre, que sont les Bouddhas et Bodhisattvas, de nous-mêmes qui offrons et de la, des objets qui sont offerts, c'est ce qu'on appelle l'offrande ultime.
Tene gebe kini am gebe trobo ten gebe jumsen karresena ngatsu kobe dunga le tharte kewa sanje ju kompa dobar seba la tene te thap tuan pa po gebe trobo gebe kini am chuje to mina tene rani ji kirap chikpo kishi togo yomare ti sena gebe sumi.
The reason why we have to rely on the spiritual friend, because in order to achieve the liberation, or in order to get freedom from the samsara and achieve the nirvana or the complete liberation, yes, in order to do these things, and we have to rely on a very skillful means, the means. So this skillful means is the teaching, that the dharma, teaching of the dharma. So in order to understand them, to how to apply, to know them, so we have to rely on the spiritual friend. And without a spiritual friend, no matter how much one is skillful, no matter how much one is capable, one cannot achieve the liberation, one cannot get freedom from the samsara and achieve the nirvana.
Et pour se libérer du samsara, on doit s'en remettre à l'ami spirituel, parce que pour se libérer, donc, il faut utiliser les moyens habiles que sont les enseignements, et c'est le maître, l'ami spirituel, qui fait comprendre les enseignements. Même si on est très habile, sans ami spirituel, on ne peut pas se libérer du samsara.
Tene gebe kinyin ten tsor tesa tabu tarjin so le sarpo yore tere ngay shukumis.
Concerning on how to rely on the spiritual friend, or how to resort to the spiritual friend, and Rinpoche says that he doesn't need to give a detailed explanation because it is already explained.
Tene tse meba yete samba tsemi, ningye tsemi, gava tsemi, tanyo tsemi jire.
So the, what's it called, the four limitless are the limitless loving kindness, and the limitless compassion, and then the limitless joy, and the limitless equanimity.
En ce qui concerne les quatre incommensurables, ce sont les quatre illimités. Ce sont l'amour incommensurable, la joie, la compassion incommensurable, la joie incommensurable, l'humilité incommensurable.
Te en sambe meilleur te deva dan demba re, me pa te deva dan demba nan le mene, deva dan demba de lo te, tene sambe me kwa res.
So the...
Deva dan demba. Samba te samba res.
So the object on which one has to focus on, the object of yes, and the object of loving kindness is that the beings, the endowment, what do you call it? Beings with happiness, beings are being with happiness is the object of loving kindness, and that is the object of yes, loving kindness, yes. And then,
Mikpa. Sambate miyo senti nana mek te deva da denban deva lotre samba.
Mikwa dena.
Mikwa sena da sa te sambe rangire siti.
And to...
Miyo senti nana mek te senti nana deva da denban deva lotre samba res.
Yes. So anyway, in brief, in simple way, to say that for the... and what is it called? The loving kindness is that, is the mind that the mind, or yes, the mind, yes, focusing on all the sentient beings, and then which wishes, a strong wishes, that the all the beings may become happy or endowed with happiness. That's the nature or the characteristic of loving kindness.
Les caractéristiques de l'amour incommensurable, c'est de développer la forte aspiration que tous les êtres puissent avoir le bonheur.
So what is called the compassion is the, is that that is the mind, yes, which which focus on all the sentient beings, and as before, but which a strong wish, yes, which wishes very strongly that if only all the sentient beings become free from the suffering and the cause of sufferings.
Et ce qu'on appelle la compassion, c'est l'état d'esprit qui se centre sur tous les êtres et qui développe le souhait très fort que tous les êtres soient séparés de la souffrance et des causes de la souffrance.
Tene semtin debo yaba deji tin la mekte tene deji te la gate te deji te la manyam patela ne na sambandra o te la gaba sigere.
So what is called the limitless joy is that is the mind which focus yes on the all the sentient beings who are happy and endowed with the happiness and the cause of the happiness. So then and rejoice and also wishes a strong develops a strong wishes that if only all these beings who are already endowed with the happiness may continuously be happy, yes. That is called the limitless joy.
Ce qu'on appelle la joie incommensurable, c'est l'état d'esprit qui se centre sur les êtres, sur tous les êtres étant dotés du bonheur et des causes du bonheur, et qui fait le souhait très fort que tous les êtres puissent toujours avoir ce bonheur et ces causes de bonheur.
What's called the equanimity, so here the mind focus on the what you call the attachment and the hatred of the being.
Et l'équanimité.
What's called equanimity is the it's object of equanimity, yes, is the love and the hatred of the beings.
L'objet de l'équanimité, c'est l'attachement et l'aversion qu'éprouvent les êtres.
So, in brief, Rinpoche says, because the beings are always overpowered by or imprisoned by the love and the hatred, love towards their attachment towards their friend and hatred to the enemies and whom he doesn't like. So here, equanimity is that the mind which wishes very strongly that if only all the beings become free from both love and attachment and hatred and remain in the equanimity, in the equal state. That is called equanimity.
Les êtres sont toujours motivés par l'attachement envers leurs amis et l'aversion envers leurs ennemis, et on développe le souhait très fort que tous les êtres puissent être libérés à la fois de l'attachement et de l'aversion et qu'ils demeurent dans l'équanimité.
The reason why we have to develop the mind, you know, which wishes that if only all beings become remain in equanimity, free from the love and the hatred or desire, attachment and the hatred, because the cause of all the sufferings, the main cause of all the main cause of sufferings of all the beings, are attachment and aversion or hatred.
Et la raison pour laquelle on développe le souhait que tous les êtres soient libres de l'attachement et de l'aversion, et que ces deux tendances sont la cause principale de la souffrance des êtres.
So when they remain in this state, then they become free from the suffering.
Donc quand ils demeurent dans l'état d'équanimité, ils sont libres de la souffrance.
Pena tanda nga tsu me yidong nga de so yang de ne da la da wa tang ni le xian cha de cha dang ge cha dang ni le tin de song ra.
For example, Rinpoche says that all the sufferings that the human being have, in the human world they have experience, is also mainly as a cause by the attachment towards the friends and aversion or hatred towards the enemies.
La plus grande cause de souffrance des êtres est l'attachement envers leurs et l'aversion envers leurs ennemis.
Tena ta tanyon de gomba kaps simchen je donga de chadan de ne soma re do tena chadan da rarwe tena tanyon le ne ne che maron sandana la sen ja bore.
So when we meditate on the equanimity, religious equanimity, so we have to think that the all the sufferings that the beings experience are experienced caused by attachment and aversion or hatred. So and then if only all the beings, so then we have to develop the wishes and thinking that if only all the beings become remain in equanimity by being free from both hatred and aversion, and then we rest in this.
Quand on médite sur l'équanimité, on reste dans l'état dans lequel on souhaite que tous les êtres soient libres à la fois de l'attachement et de l'aversion.
Tene chebar da ta nyingi miyor tanda de nyingi miyor sohye gins nyingi miyor kar chebat.
And particularly Rinpoche said he would like to explain the important and the object of compassion.
Et Rinpoche va nous expliquer principalement l'importance de l'objet de la compassion.
Tetsavate Tenla tse dan marong palatse kontrol la tse pamin palatse yorji yewan kenle nyingye dan lobar ngwenbar kenle nyingye wo shibe. Tetsavate.
So this yes, first Rinpoche would like to explain this meaning of this shloka that he read just now.
Et Rinpoche va nous expliquer le sens du shloka qu'il vient de lire.
Tene jase sanchok simba tan sima nangye seva mingye te miyur kante kante seta pa kante kante la gongo gore se na ten la tse tan se de ten ba se me ba gu me ba nor me ba longju jim pong ba tene
So then the particular object. So when the male and the female bodhisattva, when they develop, when they practice compassion for the beings, so the particular, object of their compassion is compassion is the tenba, who are starving from hunger and were very destitute and very poor.
Et quand les bodhisattvas pratiquent la compassion vis-à-vis des êtres, ils prennent d'abord pour objet les êtres qui meurent de faim, qui sont en mauvais état.
So here when we do meditation on compassion, focusing on the particular beings of this kind of particular beings, so here we have to think that what a pity and how miserable the beings who are suffering from starvation and poverty.
Et quand on médite de cette manière sur la compassion, on doit développer la motivation, l'état d'esprit de penser quelle misère que ces êtres qui meurent de faim et qui sont pauvres.
Of the compassion is that the one who is very cruel and wicked is cruel with Marumpa. So then we meditate upon the compassion towards them, thinking that what towards them. Yes.
Et le deuxième objet particulier de compassion, ce sont les êtres qui sont très très cruels, et on médite avec compassion sur eux.
Pena semjin ta tan dogdor ta va tene semjin la ne ba kona se ba tsu tam ji ko so nyu mo ba wang ga so are de na me ji ya je ba sama ya dong ga nyu wan ju le no tene la pa tene ji ji go yes.
For example, Rinpoche says that when we see
Marongba
a very cruel animals such as like the snakes and the tigers and lion etc. who and due to their being very cruel and they give suffering to the other beings, so as a result they will suffer in next life also, so we have to develop compassion towards them.
Par exemple, en parlant à des animaux comme les serpents ou les tigres ou les lions ou les lions qui sont des animaux qui font souffrir les autres êtres et qui par conséquent souffriront dans leur vie future, nous développons de la compassion.
Tene mandra wo chi na yin na na ba se ba ma rong ba de su tan che la tene nyin chi gong wo de.
And the concerning human being also is the same thing, that we have to develop compassion towards those people who are very cruel and merciless.
Et nous développons la même compassion pour les êtres humains qui sont sans pitié.
Tene somba kuntuk la che se. Kuntuk la che se jete sem ji ji koi nin tuk pe. Kuntu wang ka sem tuk de donga wa jirba sem ji nang la. Te nye ji gong gubara si nye ba. Somba kuntuk la che se. Kuntu wang ka jirin tuk pa. Kuntu ha jen che wang ka jirin tuk pa tuk pa jirba sem ji nang nye ji gong gubara.
So then the third particular object of compassion is that the beings who are completely disturbed or completely disturbed, yes, their mind by anger, yes.
Le troisième objet particulier de compassion est les êtres qui sont complètement perturbés par la colère.
Karra sanan konso yang devan dege yere te ina kontro chebe wang ke deva te kontro kontro dobe yere. Trosong anna jingo.
Though
they sena nyingi kongo.
Though they wish the happiness, to have happiness, however, due to or because of being overpowered by anger, yes, and they destroy their own happiness.
Et ces êtres souhaitent le bonheur, mais du fait d'être complètement dominés par la colère, ils détruisent leur propre bonheur.
Tene kontru wange. Yin sepa ma se kontu wanga ranga rang sepa yang yungu yures, rang wang mepa.
No, and because of anger, not only one kills the other beings also, but one kills even oneself also.
Et par la colère, non seulement ils tuent les autres êtres, mais ils se tuent eux-mêmes.
Tene jase kiawa le chunjok ke kapsa yang kondro chen le nyingye gungu yures, jumsen karra sana kontu rang wang mepa chorte, Rangi Raya Sweba, Rangi Raya Sweba Tundu Chowna, Te Kontu Rama Mepar Chowna, Te Ndawa La Nyingi Chi Isen Mukong Sungwaris.
So in the Acharya Shantideva Jasa Shivala said in the Bodhicharya Avatara text also that concerning this particular object of compassion, and he says that one should develop compassion for these kind of beings who not only because of anger, out of anger, or because of anger, not only he kills himself, other beings also, but kills oneself also.
Et Shantideva, dans le Bodhicharya Avatara, dit qu'il faut avoir de la compassion envers ces êtres qui, par colère, non seulement tuent les autres, mais se tuent eux-mêmes également.
So because of this reason, and the beings who is overpowered by anger is one of the particular object of compassion.
Et pour ces raisons, celui qui est dominé par la colère est un objet particulier de compassion.
Parmi par la tête, c'est né.
And
then
the fourth particular object of compassion is those who are careless, this careless being.
Et le quatrième objet de compassion particulier, ce sont les êtres qui sont sans précaution, qui sont sans attention.
Tenez pas, mais bâté. L'endroit de Nema, qui peut wanga, sem yin de pa me, be wanga donganazo, yung a yurity, sena, tene pa me pajapanam nijikong.
The reason why, and one should develop compassion for those who are lack of carelessness, or lack of carefulness, yes, or who are careless, because of carelessness, and then, because of carelessness, if they make mistake in what should be abandoned, that is a negative thing, what should be adopted, that is positive things. So due to this, because of this, then the mistakes which they do out of carelessness, and then they experience these sufferings.
Et on doit avoir de la compassion parce que par manque d'attention, ils ne distinguent pas ce qui doit être abandonné et ce qui doit être adopté, et à cause de ça, ils éprouvent de la souffrance.
The fifth object of the particular object of compassion is that those who are completely overpowered, yes, by the object of sense. So, doyen means object of sense. Yes. And then due to this, due to being attached to the object of sense, they experience sufferings.
Et le cinquième objet de compassion en particulier, ce sont les êtres qui sont complètement dominés par l'attachement aux objets des sens et qui en souffrent, et qui, par ce fait, éprouvent de la souffrance.
What's called the objects of sense are mainly the forms, the pleasant forms, the forms, yes, and the pleasant sound, and the pleasant smells, and the taste, and the texture, or the touch. So when we are very attached to this, then this causes suffering.
Et quand on est très attaché aux cinq objets des sens, que sont les objets visuels, auditifs, olfactifs, du goût et du toucher, à ce moment-là, on éprouve de la souffrance.
Tena doyon te dongaji jure, tena doyon te doyon long ma je pa pango go mare, ten doyon jue pa la tap khe pa je go were.
So, though yes, the object of sense is this cause of sufferings, and however, it is not necessary to give up the object of sense without enjoying them, or without consuming them, yes. However, one has to know how to use them, yes, and how to use them, yes.
Et ce n'est pas qu'on doive abandonner les objets de sens, mais il faut savoir comment s'en servir.
Doyon tam ke 탐케지 고는 도용제베 탑레스
so
탑조여스
so the meditation on the egolessness or on the voidness is also a very skillful means and how to enjoy or how to use the object of sense in proper way without being attached to them.
Et la méditation sur l'absence d'entité intrinsèque de l'ego et sur la vacuité est une manière de savoir comment utiliser les objets des sens sans attachement.
So when we use the object of sense, when we enjoy the object of sense, and if we have a great attachment to the object of sense as a reality, and or then it gives you sufferings. If we don't have the attachment, attachment towards the object of sense as being reality or as a true existence, and then it doesn't give much suffering.
Et si nous nous servons des objets de sens sans attachement, il n'y a non, avec attachement, il y a de la souffrance. Mais si nous nous en servons en reconnaissant qu'ils n'ont pas de, qu'ils ne sont pas réels, à ce moment-là, il n'y a pas de souffrance.
Depuis un quart d'heure, c'est un moment de négabso, zuda tero riksa la sobe, doyonga inama yongere. Mlang oma hibe ne kapsu mlang jin do yun la tembe donga yung yore. Mlang o hibe kapsu do yun yore tinan do yun la tembe donga yung mare. Tien rawore.
For example, in the dream, when we see different object of sense, when we perceive different object of sense, so then at the moment when we are not aware of the dream, so then, because of the object of sense, one experiences sufferings, and because we have attachment to them as reality. However, as soon as we recognize the dream, and without waking up from the dream state, when we enjoy the object of sense in the dream, so it doesn't create suffering, because though we enjoy it, still we know that it's not true existence, and we have no attachment towards them.
Tout comme dans un rêve dont on n'a pas reconnu que c'était un rêve, on éprouve de la souffrance en ayant vis-à-vis des objets des sens parce qu'on n'a pas reconnu qu'ils étaient réels. Et quand on reconnaît le rêve, quoique les objets des sens apparaissent, ne les saisissant plus comme réels, on n'éprouve pas de souffrance.
So then the sixth particular object of compassion is that those who are on the in the wrong view, on the path of wrong view.
Et le sixième objet de compassion particulier est vis-à-vis de ceux qui ont des vues erronées.
Tene lende me ba dang. Koncho me ba la so ba tawa ngai ba ngai ba le khopa yin no tene chender donga yong a ma se cherab yin do yang tene donga le thar ma to pe tene kale ka ba yores
and because when we develop a wrong view concerning the wrong view yes concerning the existence of the previous life and the next life as being not existence and not true existence and also the wrong view, yes, which according wrong view, which reject, yes, the existence of the previous life and the next life, and the cause, karma, cause and effect. So this kind of wrong view not only gives suffering or causes the suffering in this lifetime, and it causes suffering even the next life as well.
La raison est que si l'on développe des vues erronées en rejetant l'existence des vies antérieures et ultérieures. Et en rejetant la loi du karma de cause à effet, on éprouve de la souffrance non seulement en cette vie, mais en les vies futures.
So
So therefore, Rinpoche says that, for example, and one of the person who are in the Dharma, and then they deprive the path of Dharma, yes, due to the wrong view, says, due to this such kind of wrong view, when they gave up the Dharma, yes, or go away from the Dharma, towards such persons, and one should not develop love and should not develop hatred, but one should develop love and compassion towards them.
Et par exemple, vis-à-vis de quelqu'un qui développe des vues erronées et qui quitte le Dharma, il ne faut pas éprouver de l'aversion, mais de la compassion.
Pena. Pena. Namba sanje pandawa che taba ngai ba che le sho so na te te le nyi je gong go be jun se ka da so na ko taba ngai ba bang ge chung wa ra wa me pa chung wa re taba ngai ba che chi taba ngai ba se je de nam do ngai ba re nam do ngai ba ti ra wa me pa chung wa so ma re di se na te nyi je gong ko re
so and when a Buddhist start to follow a wrong path, that means to with a wrong view, what the reason why we should develop a compassion towards such person, because it is not because of himself, but it's because of the wrong view, and that forced him to follow the wrong path. And the wrong path, a wrong view, which means, and the wrong concept. So it is something that happens out of his own control, that is, he's completely overpowered. Yes. By the wrong view or by the wrong concept.
Et on doit développer de la compassion parce qu'une personne qui développe des vues erronées est dominée par les concepts faux, est dominée par ces concepts et n'a pas le choix.
Ben namba sanje ba yin na yang tene tawa tanda namdo go wang tawa ngai ba le khong ro wa po yoe ba res.
So Rinpoche says there are many examples that even by being Buddhist, they, due to wrong concept, they enter or they develop the wrong view. Yes.
Et il y a beaucoup d'exemples de gens qui, même bouddhistes, de par des concepts erronés, ont développé des vues erronées.
Tene sanje kyar yobak kapsa yang sanje je loma kache lokta che ne che yobaris.
Even Buddha's lifetime also, and some of his disciples had the wrong view.
Même du temps de la vie du Bouddha, certains de ses disciples avaient des vues erronées.
Tayan sanje je loma tene lekpa karma seva chere te lo ni che tsa ge sanje je khabse ke che ke ten te ji su lokta che bares.
And for example, one of the Buddha's disciples,
Loma tang ni ne ni ka ni ba res. Lo ni che tsa ge kya zu ki 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 ba res. Te te ji su lo ta ki ba res.
Yes, so and one of the Buddha's disciples, he was not only disciple, he was a very close disciple. Nye ne means who always sit close by him, who always accompany him, yes. That's called Nye ne. And whose name is called the Sukarma, Legpi Karma in Tibet. And though he stayed spent 24 years with the Buddha closely, and finally he had developed a wrong view.
Et un des disciples du Bouddha, Sukarma, qui était un de ses disciples très proches, bien qu'il ait suivi ses enseignements pendant 20 ans, après ce temps-là, a développé des vues erronées.
Tien lepa kama tambo sanje le tepa yore tepa goni chu shu paras.
And Legpi Karma or Sukarma, in the beginning he had a great faith in the Buddha, so that's the reason he received the teachings.
Et ce disciple, Sukarma ou Legpi Karma, au début avait beaucoup de foi en le Bouddha, c'est la raison pour laquelle il avait reçu les enseignements.
Tene ji so, ten lok ta che yores.
And later then, he had a wrong view.
Et ensuite il a eu une vue erronée.
And later he started thought that the teaching, all the teachings of the Buddha, or he teaches, yes, the teaching that he gave was just a, how to say, deceptive means, you know, to deceive, you know, in order to deceive the people, in order to cheat, deceive the people, yes. And his teachings are, you know, as a means to deceive the people, yes.
Et ensuite, il a développé la vue erronée que les enseignements du Dharma étaient juste des moyens, les enseignements du Bouddha étaient décevants. Trompeur. Trompeur. False people. Make false people.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Then you are the Karasana, Sanjeji, Chuche, the Koran, La Nekoria, Botoyata, then the Che, the Kigan, the Yojas of the Sang, you are going to
Yung. Because he thought that, he thought that Buddha was teaching and he was a gathering man disciple in order to receive respect, and the material gain.
Parce qu'il pensait que le Bouddha donnait des enseignements. Dans le but de rassembler des disciples, dans un but d'être respecté ou d'avoir des possessions
matérielles.
So, concerning Legpi Karma also, Rinpoche said that due to the wrong concept, so he developed a wrong view. So, and he lost his own power, but he was overwhelmed completely by the wrong view. Yes.
Et par ses concepts faux, il a développé des vues erronées, mais il était dominé par ses vues erronées, par ses concepts.
Tene sanje sanje ngui khar yu pa kapsa ten rawa yungu yere tina tene tanda yang yung sigaris.
Since even during the lifetime Buddha himself, you know, Buddha his own lifetime, it happened, you know, such thing. So in modern time, of course, no need to say. It's more possible.
Et puisque ça arrivait même du temps du Bouddha, à plus forte raison maintenant, ça peut arriver.
Ten rawo chong na, ten rawo tela tene nam do ke rama me par sam te tela tene kontro tam kawa pang te tene nyingi gongwe ras.
So therefore, whenever we face such person, so and thinking that he or she is completely overwhelmed by this wrong concept and wrong thought, so therefore, instead of developing anger and hatred towards him, we should rather develop love and compassion towards him.
Et quand on rencontre une telle personne, pensant qu'elle est complètement dominée par ses vues erronées, au lieu de développer de la colère, on développe de la compassion.
Another reason is also why we should develop, why we must develop and love and compassion towards such people, because of the wrong view, yes. And he became deprived of the Dharma, and due to this, he suffers this lifetime and the next lifetime as well.
Et la raison est que à cause de ses vues erronées, il va éprouver de la souffrance dans cette vie et également dans les vies futures, dans la vie future où il naîtra dans les mondes inférieurs.
So, and though Rinpoche says that the object of the compassion is all the sentient beings, and however this is the a brief explanation on the particular object of the compassion, which is explained in the sixth point.
Et quoi que l'objet de compassion soit tous les êtres, c'est l'explication brève des objets particuliers de compassion.
So now we will recite, chant the root texts contain these six a particular object of compassion.
On va réciter les shlokas qui traitent de ces six objets de particuliers de compassion.
Dans
la zéda marron balade, contrôle la zéba me balade. Yurje jiman jina, ninje da lo barma barje, ninje oi de da donga de.
In the Buddhist tradition, the Buddha says, when you receive the lung, so that means to receive the transmission of that particular teaching, or transmission or empowerment. Yes.
Et quand on reçoit le loup, on reçoit la la transmission, le pouvoir.
Then Tanda, the Indica, the Parinze, Yaminike, Lazo, Bakel, Georgia, Mambo, you just say, then the Yam is in the Yavoris.
Rinpoche says, since it has been translated in several languages, European language like Germany, German, English, and French, etc. So Rinpoche says this should be very easy for everybody to understand and practice.
Et comme il a été traduit en allemand, en anglais, en français, c'est très facile pour nous de l'étudier, de pratiquer.
Tenez long de cheveux capso, tenez la main papa tienne de la gonnasse. Tenez, y'a pas une grèce, c'est n'a pas une grèce.
So, and when we receive the loom, and at that time we should visualize the lama as a chenrezig.
Et quand on reçoit le loom, on visualise le lama comme chenrezig.
Tenen de junjo junjo en jase la len zomba pote jase ngo chu thomi ki sab sanjo samba chenbo ji bol jong res.
The author of this text was a great bodhisattva and in Tibet who was known as by the name of Ngulchu Yase Thome, the Thome, the sons, the victorious sons of victor from Ngulchu.
Ngulchu Yase Thome. Celui qui a écrit ce texte a le nom de Ngulchu Gyalse Thome, qui est le fils du vainqueur Ngulchu Thome.
Thome,
son nom. Et son pays c'est Ngunchu.
Tome, Yase Tome, Yoksa Retro, Retro Telayan, Tene, Simchin Toro Nam Jang, Jigil, and Neba Mazibishon.
So it is said that in the mountain where Ngunchu Yase Tome used to stay and used to make a retreat and stay there. Even the animals also in that region did not harm each other because yes, that's right.
Dans l'endroit de retraite où Ngunchu Gyalse Thome faisait des retraites autour de cet endroit, même les animaux ne faisaient pas de mal les uns aux autres.
Samba da ninje sanjo je to je somares.
This is due to by the power of his loving kindness and compassion and bodhicitta.
Et c'était dû au pouvoir de sa compassion et de sa bodhicitta.
Tenen de kapso la le sumje tsabden yere te Tene te chipo soma kapso gomya, donga soma kapso gomya, tene mambo yevaras. Tene mase cheke nyamni dango yevaras.
And Rinpoche says in this there are 37 shlokas, and each shloka deals with the different different practices. Different practices, and these practices Rinpoche said that one will find different suitable practices for in different situations, in different circumstances, such as practice for when one is happy and joyful, and practice for when one is unhappy, very sad. And in fact, in brief, Rinpoche says, this 37 stanza of the Bodhisattva practice is the so enough for the practitioner during the whole lifetime.
Et le, il y a 37 shlokas qui correspondent à des pratiques différentes, applicables aux différentes circonstances de la vie, quand on est par exemple heureux ou quand on est malheureux. Et ça devrait suffire aux pratiquants pour toute une vie.
So one can also develop the concentrative samadhi or concentration if we visualize the lama as a chandrasi and also focus or concentrate on the words very one pointedly.
Et c'est également un moyen de développer la méditation si on